Turn to Proverbs 6:10. We're going to cover three verses tonight, Lord willing. We're still talking about the sin of sloth. There in I'll read verses 9 and 10. It says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" That's the verse we covered last week. "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man." And that will be the verse that we'll cover next. But let's look at this number 10. "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep." So this is a continuation of the condemnation of the sluggard, still. And he starts off there with the word "yet." He says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber." "Yet" means in addition or in continuation, besides, also. Means further, furthermore, moreover, and with a numeral or the like, it equals more, as in yet a or yet one, like yet one more, yet another. So it means another or one more. And, you know, the Bible's very accurate to human nature, even after all these hundreds and thousands of years, because to this day, people are always looking for just another 15 minutes or just one more hour, right? They're just always wanting just a little bit more. I don't want to get up quite yet. I just need a little bit more sleep. And this has been going on for thousands of years. What happens, though, is that just another 15 minutes turns into 30 minutes, 45 minutes, 60 minutes as you keep hitting the snooze button. And before you know it, you've slept some real time away. And maybe you're late to work at this point, and, you know, then you're really starting to get yourself in trouble. So the sluggard, he always needs just a little more sleep. He says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber." Little is opposed, means opposed to great, often synonymous with small. So he just needs a little bit. I don't need an extra hour, I just need an extra 5 minutes, which eventually turns into the hour. Yeah, exactly, that snooze button. I'm sure we've probably all been there. His slothfulness is more easily justified and rationalized if it's only a little more sleep, right? You'd feel like a lazy bum if you just said, you know, I'm just going to roll over and sleep for another 3 hours. But if it's just 10 minutes at a time, then it's easier to justify. The problem is that a bunch of littles soon adds up to a lot, right? And as I said last Wednesday, all those little hours add up to 10 and a half years at the end of your life. Remember, 1 hour of extra sleep every day, 10 and a half years lost of production by the time you're ready to check out of this world. He says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber," which sleep and slumber are the exact same thing, "a little folding of the hands to sleep." To fold is to lay the arms, etc., together so as to overlap, to clasp one's hands together. And people still, to this day, like I said, human nature hasn't changed. People fold their hands to sleep, fold their hands together when they go to sleep. If you were going to show somebody some hand signals that you want to sleep or they want to sleep, what do? This, right? You fold your hands, put your head on your hands, right? And people still do this. Sometimes people actually sleep that way. Or maybe you sleep with your hands together or clasped together in front of your chest whenever you're sleeping. Some people do. I do. I got a body pillow. Oh, yeah, I got a body pillow, which I have my arms around, and I, like, have my hands together on the other side. So, yes, I fulfill this scripture every night. A little folding of the hands to sleep. This little sleep, which is synonymous with laziness in this case, ends up compounding over the course of years, and it eventually ends up in one's property being overgrown and left in ruin. Because Solomon says the same thing, same phrase, here in Proverbs 24, verses 30 through 34. He says, "I went by the field of the slothful," Proverbs 24, 30, "and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over, with thorns and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction." And here's exactly what he said there in chapter 6. "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man," which is exactly what he says in the next verse. So he looks at this, and the guy that's just hitting the snooze button a few times, you can tell it by looking at his yard and his vineyard and his stone wall, right? The stone wall at the end of the driveway is falling down because he kept hitting the snooze button. And the yard looks like a pasture, right? Because he kept hitting the snooze button. His shrubs look like redwoods, you know, grown up over the gutters of the house. I actually know somebody that has shrubs that have never been trimmed that are like, they got to be 8 or 10 feet tall, and they're over the gutter of the house at this point. But probably overtake the house one of these days. But anyway, that's what happens. A little sleep, a little slumber, and before you know it, your place is overgrown and you look like you're some hillbilly white trash, right? It's just because it all adds up. Slothfulness will eventuate in one's buildings falling down. I made reference to this, just made mention of it last time. It's in Ecclesiastes 10:18. I don't think I gave you the verse last time. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18. It says, "By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through." If you keep hitting that snooze button whenever you hear a drip coming from the roof, it's not going to take long, and that house is going to fall down, and the roof is going to drop through. That's definitely one thing that you don't want to be lazy about, is a leaking roof. There's a lot of things you can let go, but leaking roof is not one of them. But, you know, the sloth, he just says, well, you know, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing it right now. Not today. And then it says in Ecclesiastes 4:5 that the fool foldeth his hands together to sleep, and then he eats his own flesh, which is a really strange verse and a concept, and I'm going to explain this as best I can. I think I have a pretty good explanation for it. Ecclesiastes 4:5. Let's see here. 4:5. It says, "The fool foldeth his hands together." Remember what you do when you sleep, you little folding of the hands to sleep. "The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh." It's kind of odd, right? He folds his hands together and eats his own flesh. Well, we know folding the hands together is sleeping, right? But what is this eating his own flesh stuff? Well, if you think about it, if you ate your own flesh, you have destroyed yourself, right? You're consuming yourself, right? So if you sleep too much, you will end up consuming or destroying yourself or eating your own flesh by oversleeping and not doing things, by being lazy, in other words. There are a couple different ways that you could destroy your own flesh this way. It could bring a person to poverty and hunger, which will consume and harm his body. Proverbs 19:15. It says, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger." So when you suffer hunger, you eventually start losing weight, right? You start shedding some pounds, and what is it? What have you done? You have, in a sense, consumed your own flesh, right? You've eaten your own flesh. You've destroyed yourself through ultimately not working and then not being able to eat and, you know, suffering hunger. Proverbs 23 and verse 21. It says, "For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags." So was that the verse that I wanted? 23, yeah, 21, yep. Yep, so anyway, he ends up in poverty is the point. And I guess you can end up in poverty two different ways. You could end up in poverty by not working or by eating too much, one of the two, and you'll end up in poverty eventually, one way or the other. But then there's also this aspect of it, that the fool foldeth his hands together and eats his own flesh. It could be that he destroys his own family, who are his own flesh. Remember what it was said there in Genesis 2:24, that it was said that a man should leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two should be one flesh, right? So if a guy is just keep hitting the snooze button and gets fired from his job because he's too darn lazy to get up, then he ends up not providing, and then he's consuming his own family. In other words, he's harming them, right? His own flesh. And Genesis 29:14. Likewise shows us that one's family are his own flesh. This is what Laban said to Jacob whenever he, you know, the first time that they met, he said that he was his own flesh. Genesis 29 and verse 14. It says, "And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month." So you could end up harming your family, in other words. And I'll give you one more in Isaiah 58 and verse 7. It says, "Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, like thine own people, your own family. You've hidden yourself. You haven't helped out your own family, in other words. So this could be how somebody could eat his own flesh. And I just thought today, and this term has become popular recently, within the last, I don't know, decade, I suppose. Have you ever heard the term eat the rich? Like the idea of taxing the rich to give it to everybody else. They call that eating the rich. And that's the socialists love that idea. But, you know, they're not literally eating him, but they are destroying him and taking all of his stuff. Yeah, eating away at him. So that would be eating your own flesh, in other words.
Do you think that's where the term eat their young come from? Like, I've heard of a lot of professions, they say they eat their young, meaning the new people in that profession, instead of teaching them how to be better at it, they're actually horrible to them and they destruct them and or destroy them instead of build them up.
I haven't heard that term. I've heard it with animals, but no, I've never heard that term. Could be, though. Well, that takes care of Proverbs 6 and verse 10. You had a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, and that leads us to our next verse.